Task 12.
You are going to hear an interview with spacewoman Eileen Collins. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, decide which option, A, B, or C, best completes each sentence 1 to 7. Mark your answers in the space provided. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalise your answers. Start studying the task now.
You yourself had a great deal of experience in space before you ended up as a commander. On one mission, you actually went aboard the space station Mir. What was that like?
I thought the Mir space station was just tremendous. It's absolutely huge. Plus, it's also a cultural thing. We had trained a little bit in Russia. We got to be friends with our cosmonaut counterparts and learned how they did space operations and how they did science in space. And it was great to learn how to speak some of their language and experience their culture. So it was a wonderful, tremendous experience.
When it came to the Columbia mission itself, there were technical problems. In fact, it was delayed twice. That must have been very frustrating for you emotionally to build up to this great big event with so many people watching and then have to abort.
That's right. One of the things that I do when I'm getting ready to fly in space is I try my best to take emotions out of everything that I do, because the emotional highs and lows can be very draining on an individual. What you do is you replace that part of your being with technical things like, okay, what can we do to make this better? What can we do to make this a safer flight, a more successful flight? How can we minimize the delays? But physically, it was much more draining. I was working out very hard, trying to be in the best shape I could. It's physically rough to go out and lay on your back for 3 to 4 or more hours. Basically, you come back, you eat, you take a shower, you go to sleep, and you get up and do it again the next day. I was trying to keep an eye on my crew also, because if it's physically draining for me, it'll be for them too. But everybody seemed to hold together pretty well, because we really believe in what we're doing, and with that, you can just keep going.
What was the most exciting moment for you in space?
Well, oh, there's so many of them. I would have to say, without a doubt, the launch, because it's such a fast-paced, what we say, dynamic period of time. There are many things that could malfunction. The shuttle is an amazing spacecraft. I almost consider it a miracle with all the many things that have to work right and that do work right. And I think that's by far the most exciting part of the flight. You feel yourself lifted off the launch pad. You feel the orbiter roll over to the right. You're shaking. The light is flashing in the windows. It sounds like you're in a room that's burning, that's on fire. And you also feel the G-force. The acceleration is so great that you feel the weight of the your suit on your chest. It actually makes it hard to breathe. And the way we get through that without letting all these, you know, the environment just overwhelm you is you focus on your job, you focus on your checklist, you focus on, is the shuttle going in the right direction? Are all the systems working correctly? If a malfunction happens, we did have a malfunction on our launch, you focus right in on that and work on it. But then when you get up in space and you look back at the Earth, you say, well, this is it too.